Good morning and welcome to the Jacob Member Podcast. It is our privilege to welcome you again in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you. Let's pray before we go further. Lord Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, we come to you again. We pray that your mighty hand guide us, lead us in the name of Jesus Christ. For we know that your kingdom does not only consist in empty word, but consists in demonstration of power through your word. Father, let your power be demonstrated in our lives through this word, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and say, amen, amen, amen. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Most of you, or those who have been following this podcast, understand that now we are talking about faith. And today we'll talk about the faith that changes things. The last time I said faith is born when we believe in Jesus Christ, when we receive him as our personal Lord and Savior, faith is born. So from that perspective, we're going to go on, we're going to open our Bible. I believe you have your Bible. Please open your Bible from the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Let's read them. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So we understand that faith has to do with something that is unseen. That means faith, it's something of the heart. I understand that faith is the heart that absolutely believe in God's promises, no matter what the situation at hand may look like. That's why I understand faith. The definitions, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. What we do not see is unseen. Therefore, the unseen is the basics of our faith. That's why we believe that faith is the heart that absolutely believes in God's promises, no matter the situation at hand might look like. When you have faith in your heart, you do not care anymore about what the situation at hand look like, but you believe in what God's word is saying for you and for your life. We're going to tune into the book of Mark chapter 10. If you have your Bible, please, I encourage that you have your Bible, or maybe you are taking notes. May the Lord bless you for that. So go to the book of Mark chapter 10. We're going to read from verse 46. Then they came to Jericho as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road side, begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Son of David, have mercy on me." We're going to stop from there. This is about the story of blind Bartimaeus. From the understanding of these scriptures, blind Bartimaeus knew about Jesus Christ. Blind Bartimaeus understood the power of the name Jesus, understood the power and the grace of meeting Jesus Christ, understood how big it will be for him to meet Jesus Christ, because he knew already about Jesus Christ. But when he heard Jesus Christ was passing again, faith was born in his heart. We might have heard about Jesus Christ so many times, but the moment we choose to believe in him, faith is born. And the Bible says he began to pray. We cannot pray without faith in our heart. True prayer cannot spring from our heart without true faith. This makes us understand clearly from this meeting of Jesus Christ and blind Bartimaeus. When he heard Jesus Christ is passing, faith was born in his heart, and he began to pray, began to shout, "Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me." The Bible tells me that many were rebuking him. Many were pushing him from the left to the right. But even so, they were pushing him. He continued praying. He shouted all the more. He shouted the louder. By this, we get to understand that faith fills our heart with the strongest desires for the things we are looking for. If you are looking for healing, if you are looking for blessing, if you are looking for salvation, if you are looking for deliverance, when you look for that deliverance with faith in your heart, faith fills your heart with things that we are looking for. And our subject for today is a faith that changes things. Faith that changes things. The Bible says this blind Bartimaeus, he was pushed from the left to the right. He was rebuked the same as us today. When we believe in the things that we want to have, the unseen things. Sometimes people around us think we are crazy. Sometimes our heart tells us, no, you cannot receive that. This is crazy. But then again, we pray all the more. We ignore whatever happening around us. We are blind, we are deaf to whatever happening around us, but we put our faith, we put our belief in Jesus Christ for the things that we are looking for. This blind Bartimaeus was rebuked, pushed from the left to the right, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." The Bible says Jesus Christ heard him, and Jesus Christ sent for him and said, "Bring him here." When he got to Jesus Christ asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Rabbi, I want to see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has healed you." Immediately, this man received his sight. That is in verse 52. They received his sight and followed Jesus Christ. We understand that it is not the prayer that changes his situation, but it is the faith in his heart that changes the situation. We may pray. We may shout the more. We may fast the more, but all these actions, if they are not coming from faith in our hearts, we are wasting our time. That's why Jesus Christ said to this blind man, "Go, your faith has healed you." Not go, your fasting, go, your prayer has healed you. No, go, your faith has healed you. By this also, we get to know that there are prayers that are not springing from the heart or from faith. You cannot tell me that it was only him, blind Bartimaeus, who was screaming and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on me." There were also other people around that crowd who were calling for Jesus Christ's attention. But those people, they were not calling Jesus Christ's attention in a faith. They were calling just for the sake of calling. But this blind Bartimaeus, is a prayer came from a faithful heart. That's why Jesus Christ heard his prayer, or saw his faith. A faith reached to him, and he received his healing. And Jesus Christ said, "Go, your faith has healed you." The Bible says in the book of Romans, Hebrews chapter 6, chapter 11, rather. We're going to read there. Hebrews chapter 11. Go back there again. Hebrews chapter 11. We read from verse 6, in the name of Jesus we read, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to God must believe that God exists, and that God rewards those who earnestly seek him." Very clear said. Without faith, we cannot please God. Not that when you are praying, screaming to God with that faith in your heart, you cannot please him. That means your prayers cannot reach to him. It will be just noise to Jesus Christ. It will be noise to Jesus Christ. But when you have faith in your heart and you pray, your prayer will please him. The Bible says those who are coming to him, they must believe that he exists. They must believe that he is the one who is rewarding those who are seeking him diligently. Those who are seeking him in a faith. Those who are praying in faith, meditating in a faith. Those are the people that please God. Those are the people that Jesus Christ rewards, as this blind Bartimaeus who was praying in faith and screaming, he was rewarded. It means that prayer without faith, it is not a true prayer. It is just noise we are making. It is just empty word we are making. And if Jesus Christ cannot hear your prayer, somebody else will hear your prayer. That's why prayer must come from a faithful heart. Everyone who prays must pray in a faith to Jesus Christ before your prayers can be answered. How has your life of prayer been? Has your prayer been coming from your faith, your faithful heart? Or do you pray only when you are in trouble? Do you pray only when you are frustrated? Do you pray only when you are looking specifically for things? Or you pray whenever faith fills your heart? so that God can hear your prayer. The Bible says those who come to God must have faith, must believe. Believing is having faith. It does not say that the Bible does not say those who come to God must come in prayer. No, they must come in faith. They must have faith. They must seek Him diligently with a faith in their heart. This means there's no true coming to God without believing and having faith. There's no true commitment without believing and having faith in God. One must have faith to believe. And when you have faith, the faith will fill your heart with the strongest desire for the things you are looking for. By this, we understand that also we hear people saying that prayer changes things, and that is not entirely true. Prayer changes our focus, changes us, but faith changes things. We understand that blind Bartimaeus, the more he was pushed, the louder he shouted. The louder he shouted, that means the more he was pushed, the more his position for prayer was changing, the more the focus was changing, and the faith filled his heart with the strongest desire. When your faith fills your heart with the strongest desire, automatically your life of prayer changes the focus, remains the focus in Jesus Christ, because you believe in what you are looking for, because you have faith in what you are looking for. We're going to tune in from the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We read the verse 13. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe, and therefore we speak. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. It is written, I believe, therefore I have prayed. When we believe, strongly believe in our hearts, faith is born. And once faith is born, automatically prayer springs from the faithful heart. That's what the Bible says. That's what it means. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe, and we therefore pray, therefore speak. With that spirit of faith, that means when I believe, strongly believe in Jesus Christ, faith is born. And when faith is born, a natural prayer to God comes alive. A natural prayer to God comes alive. Prayer that will please God. Prayer that will change my situation. Prayer that will move me from poverty to blessing. Prayer that will move me from sickness to healing, from disease to cure, from bondage to freedom, from yoke to freedom, from burden to freedom. Prayer that spring from a faithful heart. Prayer that is natural to God. Our heart naturally seek the presence of God. And when you believe and faith is born, naturally prayer will spring from that heart. How is your life? How is your life of prayer? Are you praying in faith to God, or are you praying? It does not matter which position you take. You can decide to scream like blind Bartimaeus, son of David, have mercy on me. Or you can decide to wait quietly like the man at the pool of Bethesda, who wait quietly before his mountain, hopelessly before his mountain. Or you can pray like Hannah at Shiloh, quietly and asking God, as long as your prayer comes from faith, as long as your prayer is born from faith, God will answer your prayer. God will answer your prayer. As long as that prayer comes from a faithful heart that believes absolutely in God, believes that God is a reward of those who are seeking Him, that prayer will be answered. Above all, gracious, above all things, God honors faith the most, and faith honors God the most. That's why the Bible says those who come to God must have faith. Not those who come to God must have the life of prayer. No, they must have a faith. And when you believe and there is a faith in your heart, prayer will naturally come. The first of things, we need to believe in God. And when we believe, faith will be born. And once faith is born, prayer will naturally come to God. The prayer that changes things. Not the prayer that you pray, you don't even hear from God. Prayer that you pray, you don't see anything changing in your life. But when you pray, though God may not answer you or give you what you are looking for then day, but there will be peace in your heart. There will be confidence in your heart. Change will come from doubt into confidence for the things you are looking for. From uncertainty into a certain life, into a life of surety that what you are looking for, God will give it to you. That's what prayer does to us. Prayer changes our hearts. Prayer gives us the focus to keep on praying. But faith changes things. What is that you are looking for? What is that you want Jesus Christ to do for you? Know that Jesus Christ is ready to give you that, only if your prayer will come from faith and absolutely without doubting, but believing, strongly believing. Life will change for you. This blind Bartimaeus was answered and said, your faith has healed you. And I want today that you can hear the voice of God saying to you that your faith has healed you. Your faith has given you salvation. Your faith has set you free. That's the type of prayer we are talking about. Prayer that changes things. Prayer that changes us and bring that peace in our hearts for the things we are looking for. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, the Bible says we must absolutely have faith in you as we come to you. Lord Jesus, we pray, Father, give us faith. Faith is the gift from you, Lord. Father, give us faith in the name of Jesus. Give us faith in the name of Jesus. Father, with that very same voice, spirit of faith, I pray now and proclaim healing in the name of Jesus for the sick. I proclaim salvation for those hearts are being lost. I proclaim blessing for those hearts in poverty. I proclaim freedom for the heart in bondage. I proclaim healing for the hearts in sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be freedom. Let there be freedom. Let there be light. Let there be freedom. Let there be light. I believe, therefore I pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. May the Lord bless you for tuning in. And I believe that God will protect you until we meet you again. I'm leaving you in faith, and I'm praying that I shall find you in faith in Jesus' name. And good morning to your life. And remember that faith changes things. Thank you.